You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
Good morning, DCR.
The number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
I don't marry trash, DMT for short. Wonder if we best, why don't you peep the score? Sports Center Reed, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. And a good Friday morning to our producer, Raymond Santiago. You're listening to the DCR, a show where we take pride in our maturity.
I'm a baby. You're a baby.
And our beautifully articulated takes.
If you asked the Atlanta Hawks who they would rather play, the Knicks or the Heat, they would say the Atlanta Hawks.
We're live every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Make sure you give us a call at 1-800-919-3776. And please, please ask Dave how he's doing. You got me, NFL insider Rick DiPietro. You have lover of candles, the two-time, not back-to-back, New Jersey sportscaster of the year, and a guy that would have been perfect for Roger Goodell's draft love seat.
And now look at this obese man that's going to sit in the chair.
The big fella, Chris Carlin. And, of course, the podcast mogul himself, a man who apparently has hair and makeup for his podcast. Hair and makeup and, surprising, is quite the prude.
I don't want to give up the meat.
That's Dave Rothenberg. We got a jam-packed show planned for you today. I'm not sure 3 hours is going to be enough. The Mets FUBAR Matt Harvey's return to Citi Field. They push their winning streak to 7. Gerrit Cole with a dominant performance down in Tampa. Knicks win without even playing. They qualify for the playoffs. Rangers fire their head coach. Jets and Giants schedules are released. James Harden again thrust himself right back into the MVP conversation. Maybe we will see Dave naked. We got Keyshawn Johnson, Diana Rossini, and as always on the Thursday at 6:45, we got observations and did it happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, please let me hand the show off to a man who lies waiting.
Online lurking, there's nothing wrong with it.
David Rothenberg.
Wow. Wow. There's a lot to unpack there. First of all, that was like a filibuster. I mean, you went on and on and on. Second of all, Carlin, I don't know when it became a roast. Like, it started with, let's see if the guy can just open the show, and now he turns into Rich Little. All of a sudden, he's making fun of everybody, and he's taking shots, and he's got sound bites. And I wonder, because you don't know what this man is like. It takes him forever to craft, like, a football selection. That must have taken him 2 to 3 hours.
It had to be. I mean, I'm assuming the nap came right after that. Just so exhausted from it.
For naps with that open, Carlin. No time for naps. I got sound. I got pacing.
I'll tell you, that was outstanding. You know what that does? That sets a tone. That sets a tone. That sets a tone for Thursday, and I couldn't be more excited about it. And, yeah, I'm not going to lie. There was jealousy when that chair was up there. I mean, all that's missing is the refrigerator in the side of the chair. There's absolutely all that was missing.
Tell me you didn't notice, though, that every person Goodell brought up on draft night was a heavyset person.
I don't judge people by their weights, David.
I'm not judging either.
It kind of sounds like you
notice.
It's the first thing that you notice. And as I have stated all week long, it's been clear since day one since I've known you. Ever since you lost the weight, you have become an anti-fatite.
I was fat at one point.
Yeah, and even what you think was fat wasn't even fat.
Those were huge fat people. Those
you were like a 110-pound girl saying, do I look fat?
He's changed, Carlin. We all realize that.
I'm not the same guy I once was, huh?
No, you've changed. Different.
I'm a hairy, fat man. People.
Turn
I never hear you talk about heavily salted snack chips. I mean,
it wasn't great conversation before I lost the weight. Certainly not going to be big conversation.
Take me out for some Taco Bell and let's go.
That's right. Love Taco Bell. Wow. So that was some open. We have a lot to live up to now. And you talked about the jam-packed show we have. Keyshawn Johnson, whether he shows up or not, I don't know if he takes a page out of the Jay Williams book, but he's supposed to. He's scheduled to join us at 5:30 this morning.
To my knowledge, I have no issue with Keyshawn. Although, who knows, Han could have set that whole thing up again.
Well, we could have. I envision he probably did.
I would guess. It's been one big... just ruse that he has set up on me. I don't know why.
Really like one, just
he's
one,
got
one
a punchable face. I think that's fair enough to say.
One F you to Chris Carlin.
You're going to have to challenge Han to a duel at some point.
A duel of what?
A duel. I think you take a page right out of Berman's book. You walk up to him.
Yeah, you slap him on the back of the neck.
Take the white glove off and right across the face.
So Keyshawn 5:30 scheduled. 6:45 Nobservations and Carlin. In addition to Nobservations, DHIF.
Yes, I'm familiar.
You know,
quite
DHIF?
Familiar. Oh, who doesn't know? Did it happen in Florida?
No, look at you. And then at 7:30, and this has me on a little bit of edge. Diana Rossini will join the show. Diana, I have been lurking. I'm just pleased that she continues to come on the show. So I think that obviously we've squashed whatever issue we at one point might have had.
No, I think you keep your friends closer, enemies closer. She probably a little like she needs to, you know, keep up the relationship, because God forbid she doesn't, then all hell could break loose.
That's right. That's right.
Were there any insurances made for her? Was there any protection arranged?
I don't know. I didn't arrange this. That'd be RJ.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If I were her, I don't know that I would come on without any assurances that, you know, Dave's not going to be trying to do the show from outside my house.
Diana, did you at all take it in a negative light that I asked and was pleased and congratulated you on your nuptials?
So...
Dave, I got a four count in between the question and the answer right there. I got a clean four count.
Well, at least. I mean, you should have heard, but you didn't. The best part is after that, where she says that Dave is pretty much the people that, you know, would comment on her Instagram.
Oh, stop it. Like, she has some beautiful, really creepy, creepy people out there. I am not of that ilk. Stop it.
Live from outside of Diana's house, this is Dave Hunter.
He said, but how about, in all seriousness for a second, how about the people, do you remember her? She said that asked for her shoes all the time?
Oh, yeah.
What is the matter with people? Diana, can I have your shoes?
Listen, I don't want to state the obvious here, but, you know, we did have a head coach in this town that had that fetish.
Good point. Excellent point.
Was it a shoe fetish or was it more of a foot fetish?
Feet.
I think all of the above.
All of the above, huh?
Yep.
Here's the thing, though. I understand, like, the whole, like, not enjoying, like, gross feet. Like, if a woman has bad feet, that's a turnoff for me. But the whole, like, different level where I want to kind of, can I have a pair of your shoes and stuff? It's a little foreign to me.
Yeah, it's a creepy, creepy avenue to go down.
And listen, I understand what she's dealing with. I have people asking for pictures of my feet all the time.
Well, so you can see them.
Yes.
Look at them there.
Yeah,
I got feet.
Yes.
Look at this. What a day. All right, so yes. I've been talking about this for a long time. I don't know why, but the NFL schedule is coming out. It's thrilling to me. It is absolutely thrilling to me. Now I know when. Now I know where. I know primetime games. I know times for games. Giants schedule comes out. I run through it. I think they're going to have a terrific season. Jets schedule is out. Every schedule is out. I'm dissecting what the Bears have coming up this season. I know you don't find it this way, Rick, because you're the NFL insider. Nothing moves you like it does the normal fan. But I don't know. NFL schedule coming out is a wonderful day.
No, listen, I enjoy it too. I mean, especially as an NFL insider, you know what I mean? I'm calling games and when they're going to be played and everything else. But no, it's an exciting time, especially now because it's not just 16 games. We're getting 17 games now. And for everyone that loves football, what's better than more football?
More football. More football. Carlin, how long is it going to take you to get into the, I see this as like a 10-7, 11-6 kind of team.
Oh, it took me about 8 minutes.
Really?
I don't know that I can go right down and tell you for sure what specifically the Giants. I think I have an idea of what the Jets are going to be. But I absolutely am the guy that, even though we know the opponents, puts so much into when you play them and when you're coming off of a short week and all that kind of a stuff, all that kind of stuff that, you know, you get tied up in it. You know, I don't go straight down win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, but I do look at it and I do get excited like you. How do you not get excited? Pumps you up for the season.
Yeah, I think you have to. Should we run through what the locals have a little bit here?
I think so.
Little local run through. We'll get to Garrett Cole, of course, who was sensational, and Taiwan Walker was great as well. And I actually felt bad for Matt Harvey yesterday as the Mets kind of pounded him around. But we'll get into the baseball in a little bit. Let's run through. Rick, because you're the insider, let me defer to you. Should we start with the Giants schedule, the Jets schedule, or the Bears schedule?
Wow. Interesting. I knew you were going to bring up the Bears. And I do notice that you have a chance, you know, late in the season.
Bears have a tough schedule, baby.
Give the Bears that L that you're looking for. Let's go with, because I love you so much, let's go with the Giants first.
Let's go through the Giants schedule, shall we? They open up Sunday, September the 12th, week one, at home, 4:25 against the Denver Broncos. And I was surprised. This is a pick'em game. I would think as long as Aaron Rodgers is not there for Denver, I would like the Giants to win this game. I kind of love the Giants in this game.
I kind of thought that they set the line based on an assumption that Rodgers would be there, and they'll adjust it later if he is or he isn't. Because it's, what is it?
It's a big assumption,
it's a one-point
no.
game, right?
Yeah. I'd open it as a Giants at a pick'em, and now the Giants are plus one.
I thought they opened with that assumption. I really did.
That's quite the
I really hope Aaron Rodgers and the Broncos. I really hope Aaron Rodgers on the Broncos.
Why?
I would love that.
Just for me, right? Because it would ruin me in two aspects. One, I'd have to deal with Aaron Rodgers week one. Two, the Bears wouldn't have to deal with them and could, in reality, win the division. So it would just be awful.
It's the perfect storm, really, is what it is.
Well, why would you hope for that?
Because I think you're at your best when you're like really, because I know you're all in with the season. You've already stated that. Like, this
I'm all in.
Like, this isn't, I'm dead inside.
No, I'm all in.
Dave, you're
I'm
all in.
I'm all in.
So a week one loss because Aaron Rodgers is all of a sudden a Bronco, and now the Bears have a legitimate chance to potentially win more games, and your draft pick be worse than you had hoped. Oh, I mean, you're talking about now Monday morning, just glorious.
Yeah, he's talking about best for the show. He feels like you're at your best when there's some misery involved. Is that
why can't I be great? Why can't we facilitate my greatness when the Giants win? Why does it always have to be around the Giants losing?
It might just be maybe you're a little boring when the Giants win. Rick,
wow.
Thoughts, comments?
Wow.
I don't think so.
I'm making an assumption from 30,000 feet.
I think it's a terrible assumption. I think I might be at my finest when the Giants win. I'm jovial. I'm giving.
Like that kind of party.
I'm honest. I don't agree with that at all. It's a terrible take.
No, I don't think it's a terrible take. I think people, listen, you may think that you're at your best when you're happy-go-lucky, Giants are great, this is great, but you're really not. Like, inside you feel like that, but the people that listen to the show, they come up to me in the streets and say, is Dave really that crazy? That's what they want to see.
Nothing I can do! First down!
They don't want to say, they don't want to go to the zoo, right? And watch the lion sleep. They want to watch the lion when there's all of a sudden a feeding frenzy.
What, the lion to juggle his own feces? There's no reason for that.
No, the lion doesn't juggle the feces. The gorilla will occasionally throw the feces at you, which has happened to me numerous times at the zoo.
See?
In the last 8 seconds, there's a lot to unpack. The lions don't juggle the feces. Like, I didn't even know the lions could juggle, period. Secondly.
Come on down. Come on down all the way to the lion section. Why? What's happening with the lions today? They're juggling feces, everybody. I didn't know lions could juggle feces.
I'm your monkey boy.
Gorillas numerous times.
How many times have you angered the gorilla that they've thrown feces at you? Because what you just told us is it was more than one time.
So back when I lived in Chicago, we used to always go to the zoo. And for some reason at the zoo, they had this big, beautiful, it was an awesome zoo, but they had this like beautiful, and I'll never forget it. Like it was yesterday, I can remember it. And they had this big gorilla enclosure. And I would always say, like whenever we went, I want to go see that the gorilla was awesome. But the gorilla had this thing where I don't know if he just wanted to mess with people or didn't like people looking at him, but he would climb all the way up to the top of his whatever it was, and he would poop in his hand and just fling it out fling it at everybody. Outside.
He'd poop in his hand.
Yeah, he would poop in his hand and just throw it. Like into the crowd.
So you don't think it was at you directly. You think you just happened to be in the area.
I was in the general vicinity of the poop. Yeah, I never got hit with it, but it was in the
area. Here's my question. First of all, there's no doubt that he was throwing it at you. None. All right, animals. Chris, you've heard this. Animals get the true test of people, right? Like they have the sixth sense where they can tell what kind of person they are.
Dolphins, I assumed that it was a mating thing with one of his own.
Dolphins hate him. Dolphins attacked him and his family.
They like me.
Well, they attack Cass to get to you, right?
Yes.
Dogs have bitten him along the face. Animals have escaped living with him, and now we find out that the gorillas has thrown feces at him?
Yes.
I mean, animals detest you.
I've gotten bitten in the face by a dog. That's happened.
Have you ever had feces thrown at you by a gorilla?
I have not.
Yeah, exactly.
I have not.
And now herein lies my question as well. We'll get to the Giants schedule in just a moment. How many times do you have to walk up to the gorilla and having him throw feces at you the next time you do the same exact thing?
Well, it wasn't just me. My parents took me to the zoo.
If I go to the zoo one time and the gorilla throws feces at me, the next time I go to the zoo, I'm not walking right up and saying, look, guess what happened last time? He threw his own defecation at me. No, I don't go back into that situation.
Let's go back and see if it happens again.
That was the mindset right there. Let's go. Was it really me? Or was this just something that the gorilla does?
That you are something else.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd like RJ to take note, and we'll revisit this as the season goes along. Some prediction. Yes, this is what I'd like. Okay? I'm going to put you in an uncomfortable spot, and I want you just to play along for once and not be a baby about it.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Stressed out.
Let's do it.
All right. September 12th, Giant Stadium, 425. Broncos come to town. That for me is a win. 1-0.
Yeah, I'll take a win. I'm going to take a win for the Giants.
Yeah, you will.
I go win.
That's right.
If I'm in this, I go win.
Yeah, of course. What do you mean if you're in this?
Well, you're part of the show now, Carlin.
We're doing this because of you.
Well, I appreciate it.
If you're in this. Short week. Thursday, the nation gets to watch Giants and Washington. Giants have owned Washington. I think that continues. 2-0, New York football Giants.
I disagree. I don't think they're going to sweep the series. The game is in Washington. Usually short week. Thursday night favors the home team. I'm going to go with Washington to win. I'm going loss.
I'm with Dave. I'm going win. This is a team that they continue to own, and zero faith in Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The 2-0 Giants on a long 10-day hiatus. Welcome in the Atlanta Falcons with Kyle Pitts, week 3. That's a Giants stadium. I'll give the Giants a win. I have them at 3-0.
I'll go win.
Win.
Wow, Carl, look at us, 3-0. Now, are we assuming there's going to be people in a lot of people in the stands in the Superdome down with New Orleans when they play that we are?
Yes.
So the Giants go to New Orleans week 4, October the 3rd. Undefeated, mind you, at this point. That's a tough game. I know they won't have Breeze, but it's still the Saints at home, and they're still a pretty good team. I'll give them a loss. I think they dropped to 3-1.
Yeah, I agree, loss.
I'm going to win 4-0.
Oh, my goodness.
You are wild.
It's the best team in football right now.
I love you, Carlin. All right. So then the undefeated Giants, according to Carlin, travel to Dallas. 425. The country gets to watch Giants, Cowboys. I will give them their second consecutive loss and drop them to 3-2.
Still not sold on the Cowboys defense, but it isn't. It's a Jerry World. I'm going to go loss.
Yep.
Have to go loss here. Have to in this.
So, Rick, you have them sub 500 at 2-3, right?
Yeah, now. I got them 2-3. But they're coming. They're starting to come together, though, Dave. Starting to come together.
All right, good. 2-3, they're coming together, though. And then home for, I mean, what could be one of the better teams in the NFL. Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, pay a visit October 17th, 1 o'clock. That's the Rams. I dropped the Giants to 3-3 here with three consecutive losses.
I hate to do it. I'm going loss.
Loss.
Oh, all right, so they're 3-3. Rick, you have them at 2-4. And then they they welcome him, Sam Darnold, and the Carolina Panthers. That, to me, is a win. Giants get back on the right side of things, and they're 4-3.
I agree, win.
I'll go win. 5-2.
Thought about it. Like you put very much thought into it.
No, I was thinking about Darnold in the stadium, but no, I can't. No.
All right. And then the Chiefs, Monday night. This is awful. And you want misery. I mean, they're not going to beat the Chiefs. And then it's going to be a late night. And I'm going to be exhausted the next morning. I'll be on edge.
That's unfortunately, tough day for you.
Yeah, very
difficult. That's must-listen Tuesday right there.
Yeah, that's November the 2nd if you're scoring at home right now. That to me, is a loss.
Yeah, I'll give them a loss.
Yeah, that one I don't have to think about.
5-4. All right, they're 4-4 right now. And then the Las Vegas Raiders pay a visit on November the 7th. Yeah, their offense is pretty good. Their defense not great. I like the Giants to win this game. I give them the win against the Raiders at home.
Yeah, I give them a win.
Win.
And then they head into their bye week, week 10. All right, so I have the Giants at 5-4. Carlin, what are you, 6-3?
6-3.
Oh, God, would that be delightful. And Rick, what are you, 4-5?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're 4-5.
We'll go 4-5. Yeah,
you're 4-5. 4-5. Off the bye week, they visit the defending champions on the road Monday night, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That, to me, drops the Giants to 500. They're now 5-5.
Yeah, I'll go loss.
That's a loss.
Short week. Eagles home Sunday. But the Giants are going to beat up on the Eagles this year. I think that team's going to be bad. I think there's payback. I think there's going to be some anger. The game is at MetLife. That is a win.
Yeah, I'm giving them a win.
I will give them a win there as well.
I have the Giants at 6-5 at the moment. Then they go on the road. Miami. I like Miami this year. I think it's a tough game on the road. The heat of Miami. I give the Giants a loss. They drop to 6-6. Oh.
See, here's a tough one, though, because all of a sudden you lose this game, and then you're on the road flying out to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good Chargers team. Oh, man. Do I believe in Tua? How much do I believe in Tua? I'm going to give a win in Miami.
Nice.
Loss.
And then they do go on the road for that game in L.A. against the Chargers. 4-5, December the 12th. I have a Giants at 6-6, and unfortunately, I think they drop below 500 to 6-7 with a loss in L.A.
Yeah, I agree. I think they lose in L.A.
Loss.
But then things start to turn around as holidays approach. December the 19th, MetLife Stadium. The dreaded Dallas Cowboys come to town. Cold, frigid weather. Dak Prescott, does he feel throbbing in the ankle? Who knows? But that, for me, is a loss. No, that, for me, is a win. Giants, 7-7.
And Dave, here's where I really like the Giants schedule. Because, I mean, isn't this what you want, though?
Yep.
You want to play...
Control your own destiny now down the stretch.
Exactly right. When you're playing your best football later on in the season, everything's kind of come together. I'll give them a win as well.
Loss.
You think they're going to get swept by the Cowboys?
I do think they're going to get swept by the Cowboys.
So you're all in on Dallas this year?
No, not at all. I just think the Cowboys are better than the Giants.
All right, and then the day after Christmas in Philadelphia against the Eagles, let's celebrate. It'll probably be Hanukkah. Let's light the candles. Let's light the menorah. Giants go down to Philly, and they get a win, 8-7.
After what Philly did to you at the end of the season, don't you have to sweep this series?
I think they have to, and I think they will.
Joe Judge, a Philly guy, feeling disrespected. I'm going to give him a win.
I think they'll end up splitting with the Eagles this year.
Wow. Yeah. Who's winning? Who do you have winning the NFC East?
I think the Cowboys are going to win the NFC East by default.
Okay.
7-8.
We flipped the calendar to 2022. January the 2nd on the road, Soldier Field. I imagine Justin Fields at this point. Giants are 8-7. Giants will be 9-7 as they take down and help themselves in addition get the win in Chicago 9-7.
I'm giving them a win, too. Giving them a win.
I can't do it.
Oh.
I can't.
So you think they're gonna? You think they're gonna crumble?
I do.
So you think one, two, three? You have five straight losses now to end the season.
That's right.
And then you're miserable. And then I don't know why we included you in this game.
6-3.
And then on January the 9th, last game of the season, Washington pays a visit, and the Giants win that one and improve to a playoff bound 10-7.
I'll give them a win.
I will give them a win, but I got them finishing at 8-9.
Ugh. Oh God! If they finish
after
8-9,
and 3 starts.
If they go 6-3 and finish 8-9, oh my God, it'd be horrendous.
That's an awful
season. What'd you have them finishing at? What was your record?
That's an awful season if they go 8-9.
Yeah. So I'm 10-7. Rick 10-7. Carlin 8-9. After they start out 6-3,
I think that it is a brutal stretch. I mean, look at that.
I don't agree with you. I do not agree with you. And we'll get into it a little bit later. I do not think that at Miami, at the Chargers, brutal. Home to the Cowboys, I don't think is brutal. Away at the Eagles, I don't think is brutal
four
at that point. I think they'll
be
done. At the Bears is not brutal. At home to Washington, I don't think is brutal. I don't think it's a brutal close.
11-17, I think, is a tough stretch.
Tough,
and yes,
sure.
It includes the Eagles twice. I understand that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
One of the hosts of KJZ, Keyshawn Johnson. Good morning, Keyshawn. How you doing?
It was cracking.
All right, we got a couple questions for you. Got to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if you've heard what's happening with Jay Williams and Chris Carlin in our show. So two-part question. Firstly, is there legitimacy that he does not like Carlin and will not come on the show because of it? And the second one, did he in fact have a flat tire the other day, or is that a made-up excuse?
I think, one, if he's not coming on the show, there's a problem with somebody, right? I mean, you got to have a problem with somebody because you're canceling and you're not showing up if you guys are booking him, or he's not either answering the phone and he's right here in the building. So there's got to be an issue with somebody. Now, if you say it's Carlin, then that's probably who it is. Two, I think he had a flat, but he's not driving. So technically, he didn't have a flat. The vehicle that he was in had a flat.
Wow. That does make the story more interesting, though, because you did notice that he didn't look like he was, you know, had changed the tire. So, Carlin, maybe I still think he hates you.
I don't think Jay Wills changed the tire ever.
Ever,
no,
yeah.
There's no chance.
Especially at Duke. They had a special place to go for Duke. They just get you a new car. Hey, tire, get him a new car. Get him a new car. The tire's messed up. No problem. Go down and see Bob over at Chevy. He got you taken care of.
Jay needs a new Prius. Can we get Jay a new Prius? Keyshawn, as a former player, how much stock did you put into, or how much attention did you pay to the schedule release?
As a player?
As a player, yeah.
I stood around and watched it on TV and all that. When I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, we should be able to pop them. Yeah, we always beat them. We beat them. Yeah, I'm going to rip him. And that was pretty much it. And that was it until the week that we play him. So you take a look at it and you make your comments and you move on. I think the schedule thing is more about fans.
Yeah.
I want to go back to this whole issue with Jay for a second, Keyshawn. It's Chris Carlin. Have you noticed Han in the last few weeks making comments? You know, because the issue comes from this. Weekly, I have been filling in with Bart quite a bit when Alan's been with you guys. And Jay Will has a weekly spot on that show. And it's not a coincidence that every time Han is on it, Jay Will shows up. But every time he's not, Jay Will's not there. And I have a feeling that Han has been sabotaging me. Has there been any chatter, so to speak?
I haven't really noticed. I mean, they got a good relationship, but I haven't noticed anything about you specifically from those
nothing
two.
Nothing about avoid this fat bald guy, nothing like that.
No, not in my presence. Not in my presence, but they probably got something on the sidebar. Maybe who knows?
Yeah, it's a surreptitious thing.
Think about it, though. When Han is on, he's on. And when Han is off, he doesn't come on. So clearly, you're the problem and you're the issue.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And this isn't one or two times. This is like six times now that this has happened. And then all of a sudden, this flat tire from his driver, you know, happens the other day.
And I'd even go one step further, Key.
Yeah, but a flat tire doesn't mean he can't come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Pick up the phone and sit in the back of the car and talk.
He's sitting in the back of the car. The tire's being changed for him anyway. I mean, in fact, he'd probably be like, this is perfect. What an ideal time to get a flat tire. I have to call these bozos on 98.7 anyway.
He's not out there jacking up a navigator on the BQE. That's not happening.
Not a chance.
Wow. I'm just glad that you joined us, Keyshawn, to be honest.
I get along with everybody. I have no issues with anyone. People have issues with me, but I have no issues with them.
We're big fans.
As I've always said, if you got a problem with Keyshawn Johnson and the third person, then you have a problem with yourself.
Anybody that refers to themselves in the third person, we greatly appreciate. Enjoy your show today. Tell Jay Williams we say hi. We expect him to join us tomorrow morning at 5:30.
Yes, that is correct. Our show is called KJZ. That is Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. And we go from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. In the New York area, we're on at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And tell Honda go to hell.
Tell Honda go to hell.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys.
Very good. That of course, is you, Keyshawn Johnson. You are completely bent out of shape, by the way.
Am I wrong to be bent out of shape by this?
Well, it's obviously taken its toll on you. Affected your selections for the Giants down the stretch.
Have we ever, that's just fact, have we ever known Keyshawn to not say what is the truth of a situation?
Never.
No. And he can read that beautifully. He understands it as I do. If somebody's not showing up and I am the common denominator, there's a problem. There's a problem.
Yeah, but here's the issue, though. And I think, Dave, you hit it perfectly. I mean, once you find out this information, which is critical to the story, is that it's not his car that has a flat tire. It's the driver's car.
Right. Yeah.
So, he's freed up to do whatever he wants.
Your first thought is, this guy has a flat tire. He's under the car. He's cranking it up. He's changing, tire. He's got oil all over himself. He can't call. You find out that he's in a car being driven for him. There's no way he's changing the tire. It's almost like he didn't get a flat tire.
At 6 a.m. on time the other day without a problem. He was in that chair. Didn't look like he was sweating or he just ran in or anything.
I'm sure he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. What they probably did was sent him another car. And that's probably what happened. Driver gets a flat, so the company sends them a new car to pick Jay up, and he's easy breezy into the studio.
Or it broke down like
a
block away.
House. I couldn't call, please.
Right, broke down a block away. He got out. He's like, oh, that's a flat tire. I'm gonna walk my way over to work, guys.
Let me propose this for a second. Maybe we tomorrow, collectively, if you're going to support me, should blow Jay Williams off.
Wow.
How about that?
No, I don't want to do that.
I mean, I thought I was part of the show.
Well, you are part of the show. I'm not going to start burning bridges for you here.
I'm not asking you to burn a bridge. I'm asking you to stand up and have some guts.
Have some balls, Dave.
Off Jay Williams. And then what happens next time? He doesn't hate us. What happens when there's a big college basketball story that Rick, Chris, and I want him to join the show, and now he's like, no, you guys blew me off last time. Now I'm not coming on with you guys, who I like.
Yeah, here's what I just heard. He's not going to do that to us, but that's what you said. But what you're really saying is he's not going to do that to me.
Exactly.
You're,
I'm selfish.
Yeah. No, that's a Dave thing because I meant what I said.
Yeah, no.
I think if I pulled Rick aside and said, Rick.
And you're strong to the finish because you
eat
your spinach?
Right. Adore my spinach. By the way, how good is the cream spinach of Peter Luger's, by the way?
Oh, my God. Phenomenal.
Right?
I'm going to take you to Peter Luger's. Once we can go to dinner, I'm taking you and Sherry to Peter Luger's. Carlin, you're invited too.
All right.
I can't get enough of Peter Luger's. You can take care of the cream spinach.
You don't enjoy the cream spinach?
I don't love cream spinach. I actually like regular spinach better than cream spinach, as much as an upset as that is.
Surprising.
That is a wild, bold statement. But can we get back to the Jay Williams comment?
You like spinach ice cream better.
Is there
spinach ice cream is actually good.
I've never had it.
Oh, there's all sorts of avocado ice creams. There's everything.
Yeah.
Avocados I hate. Oh.
See, I'm not big. I agree with you. I'm not a big avocado guy myself either.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I'm just not that into it.
Wait, you don't
avocado
enjoy
toast is a waste of toast.
No, guacamole's good. Yeah, I mean, it's fine, but that's not just avocado. That's got cilantro, onions,
it's
lime trimmings.
I understand, but it's an avocado-based treat.
Yeah, but I think Carlin's referring to just the avocado, like just putting like avocado on toast or...
Yeah, a lot of protein in avocado, though, Carlin. Very good for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll get my protein from fatty steak.
But you say that you like other people too. It's a healthy fat. Well, if you eat five avocados, that's not healthy.
Who said eat five?
Well, that's what people do. I had a buddy who was trying to lose weight, and he's like, oh, I've been eating healthy. I said, what have you been eating? And he goes through the list. He's like, I need a couple avocados. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know if you need a couple avocados. He's like, I just when I need to snack, trail mix. I'm like, well, how much trail mix do you eat? He's like, I don't know, a couple handfuls. I'm like, that's like half the bag. He's like, yeah, but it's healthy. It's trail mix. I said, do you look on the back of the bag? It's called trail mix because you're supposed to eat it while you're walking on a trail. It's like a million calories in it.
Not it's a great way to lose weight.
Energy.
Can we get to the Jets?
Yes.
Let's avoid it at all costs. Let's avoid Jets conversation at all costs. I think you're deflecting.
Just the last thought to wrap up the J-Well thing before tomorrow. Okay? If I asked Rick to do this, Rick would blow him off like a piece of
All right, ask Rick. Go ahead. Ask him.
I'm out. I'll lay out. Yeah, I'm out. I'll lay out.
Rick, you would blow him off tomorrow for me?
100% for you. Anything.
That's what I thought.
He says that now. They're going to say Jay Williams is he's on the line ready to go. Rick's going to be like, all right, I got four questions.
No, baloney. You know that's not true. You know that's not true.
There's no way that you would lay out. There's no chance. We'll put it to the test tomorrow. I'm more than
because
prepared.
Because we're not blowing him off.
I'm more than prepared to run the interview by myself. If you guys choose to lay out, that's fine. And I'll tell them they're here, but they are not talking because they don't like you.
Once again, making it about you.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Can we get
hold
to
on,
the Jets?
Hold on, time out.
Oh, my God, I want to talk about the Jets.
No, I know you want to talk about the Jets, and you know how much I love the Jets. I want to talk about the Jets.
I don't think
but
you
you're
do.
Burying the lead of what just happened in the previous segment. What Chris Carlin just did to your beloved
yeah, is the Giants
New York
crumbling down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He has them starting 6-3 and finishing 8-9.
Crumbling.
Yeah. Why is that so outlandish to think?
Because why would you? It's not like they have Murderer's Row down the stretch. They have Miami, which is tough, and the Chargers, which is tough. They're home for Dallas, which is winnable. They're at Philly, which I think they'll win. In Chicago is very winnable, and home to Washington is winnable. Okay, I don't know why you would think they crumble.
Because you got, what, 4 of 6 on the road, 5 of 7, actually, on the road, between weeks 11 and 17. Tampa, Miami, the Chargers, Philadelphia, and Chicago. You're going to tell me you can't go 1-4, maybe lose all 5 of those road games? Is it outrageous?
You lose it. Listen, I have them losing. I've been losing those 3. I've been losing in Tampa. I've been losing in Miami. I've been losing in LA against the Chargers.
Yeah, but I mean, you're locking up the Chicago win. The Bears have a pretty good defense.
I'm not locking it up. But listen, the same way I'm giving them a win against Chicago. I think
they lost to the Bears this past year. They had a chance to win the game, but they lost to the Bears.
Yeah, but Colin, here's the point though. And Dave's pretty much telling you that he thinks the Giants are capable of being a playoff team. If that's his mindset, he can't. Well, yeah. If that's what you think, you can't all of a sudden now feel like. Like they're going to go into Chicago if they're a playoff team and lose that game. You can't. Chicago is defense. Okay, they'll be a good defense. But, I mean, if they have even if Justin Fields is good, it's still a rookie quarterback starting. And you're going into a spot during your season where you're going to probably most likely control your own destiny, you would imagine. Like, if you're getting into those last 4 weeks of the season where 3 of those weeks are against division rivals, you should be right there. I mean, you can't afford to drop. If you're going to be a playoff team, you can't afford to go to Chicago and drop a game.
You're not losing 5 out of your last 6, Carlin. Come on.
I have them losing 6 of their last 8.
Oh.
See you later.
Be a catastrophic.
8-9. I'm telling you right now, Carlin, 8-9 for Dave Rothenberg this year would be a catastrophe.
Especially after a 6-3 start.
See, I don't agree with that. I think 8-9 I could live with. I think 8-9 after a 6-3 start
exactly.
would be a catastrophe. Catastrophe.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen later, by the way? We're going to get to the end of the show, and Rick's going to be like, you know, you didn't let us get into this, and we didn't have a chance to get into this, and we didn't get into this, and the reason is because you don't let me move on.
Why aren't you moving on, Dave? Just move
on. I'd like
on.
To move on.
That?
Might we talk about the Jets?
We're trying.
Well, yeah. We're trying to pace the show. You won't let us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm standing in the way. All right. They open up September the 12th. I mean, this is and you know it, Rick. You've done it for months, probably, a delicious matchup on the road in Carolina. Zach Wilson against a fellow by the name of Sam Darnold. Oof.
Yeah, it's a delicious matchup for us to watch and the fans to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if this is how I would have drawn it up for Zach Wilson's first start. I mean, the amount of pressure that he's getting, that's a lot of pressure in week one.
Oh, it sure is.
I absolutely hate it from a Jets.
For the Jets?
Yes, absolutely hate it. I want the kid to have that storyline for 2 weeks before his first NFL start, and he's going to have to go in and face the guy that the job of which he took? No, I hate that if I was Joe Douglas. I absolutely hate it.
But you love it as a fan of the NFL.
Huh?
You love it as a fan of the NFL, no?
I actually don't.
Why?
I would want that a little bit further along.
But what happens
if it loses
the meaning?
Exactly right. If you put it further along, the Jets could be, look at the beginning of their schedule. They could be, week 7, all of a sudden the Jets are, 1-5 going into week 7. It's like,
right. All of a sudden it loses a lot of that luster, no?
Maybe a little bit, sure, but I'm not even saying I would take it in like week 4. You know, I hate the fact that it's that early in the year, and I hate the fact that the Jets, I don't think it's a big story across the league. I don't think that's – I think that's a misnomer.
No, I think it's a big story. I think, no, I do I too. Think it's a big story.
Not across the league.
I mean, it's
not replacing Namath here, okay?
No, no, it's not replacing Namath, but this will be – I mean, as far as nationally how this will be covered –
There's a big storyline.
Yeah, I mean, this will, GetUp will talk – oh, absolutely. GetUp will have this on their show. They'll talk about it.
They'll talk about it, but they won't spend every day on it.
It's not going to be one of the top storylines of week one.
It's going to be a storyline.
I think this is
going to
be a big storyline of week one. Listen, it's week one. Everything's a big storyline to begin with.
It will be a storyline nationally week one, not the one of the top ones.
It will be the topic of conversation for the week leading up in the entire week after for Jets.
Here.
It's going to be the story of week one here.
Oh, no question. No question.
It'll be the story of the last 2 weeks of preseason.
It's a big moment. It's a big, and you don't even need to win that game. You just need for Zach Wilson to play well.
No, I think absolutely. I agree. In New York, it would be a huge story nationally. 2 weeks leading up, no, it will be that week. I hate seeing it from the league standpoint, week one, because I do think it would just Wilson's supposed to be one of my bright young stars. I don't know. I'm not trying to make it easy on him from the league, but still, I hate
Rick.
It.
How much would you love it if he goes out there and just outplays Darnold on the road?
How much would I love it? I mean, that for me would make my season right there. Like, I don't have high expectations. Like, we'll go through the schedule. I don't have high expectations for, you know, wins, losses. My biggest concern is what they're going to do with Zach Wilson, and obviously, you know, new coaching staff and everything else. But if all of a sudden in week one, in a game that we've talked about for, you know, 2 weeks leading up, and Carlin hates it, a lot of pressure on Zach Wilson.
Yep, and he lays an egg.
He shows up on the road. And plays great, and they beat Carolina. Oh, my God. Joe Douglas would be up in the stands doing backflips if that happened. Backflips.
Yeah.
He's quite nimble.
You would absolutely lose your mind. All right. I want to go through the Jets schedule in a moment, but let's take a listen to the great Rich Seminia, what he had to say about pressure on Joe Douglas week one.
Revenge for Sam, pressure on Zach, and also pressure on Joe Douglas, you know, because his entire legacy as GM will be defined by this quarterback decision. And not that one game is going to decide the outcome of it, but if Sam lights him up and the Jets get blown out, it's certainly not going to feel good for Joe Douglas.
That's a huge week one for Joe
Humongous.
Douglas.
Humongous.
Huge week one for Joe Douglas. All right, I'm gonna put this on your plate now, Rick, because you're the one that seems to run point on a lot of things here on the show. We have 2.5 minutes. Do you think you're capable of running through the Jets schedule in 2.5 minutes, or is the app that beyond your purview and we should wait until 6 o'clock?
No, I can give me 90 seconds. I can do it.
I've heard about that with you. All right, here we go. the 2-1, Carlin. At Carolina, September the 12th, Sam Darnold. That to me is a loss, 0-1.
Yeah, loss.
Loss.
Home to the Patriots. I don't like this at all. That's a loss. That's 0-2.
Oh, it's my birthday, too. Don't I have to give him a win on my birthday?
And it's a big birthday.
Oh, I'm going to give him a win for my birthday present.
I'm going to go win.
Wow.
Nice, Carlin, my man.
All right. At Denver, if that game is at MetLife, I give him a win. At Denver is tough. Fans will be back. Mile high. I give him a loss. I have him 0-3.
Yeah, Denver's got a good defense on the road. I'm going to say loss.
Loss.
Home to Tennessee. Look at this. The Jets break through. They get their first win against the Titans.
I'm not nearly as confident as you are. I'm going to say loss.
Loss. 1-3.
You're beating the Patriots, but not the Titans. In London,
that's a birthday gift. That's emotional. That's an emotional
birthday gift. In London against the Falcons, and I adore this, a 9:30 in the morning game. That's a win. Jets are 2-3.
Ooh, in London, a home game for Woody. I'll give him a win.
9-3 Jets. 2-3.
At New England. See, the problem with this season, the division is brutal. At New England, off a bye, it's still a loss, 2-4.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a loss.
Loss.
Although I will say this, though, the bye week early for a young team, like to kind of like recalibrate, is probably not a bad thing.
You're killing your clock management.
Sorry.
October 31st, also known as Halloween, home against the Bengals. It's a win, 3-4.
I'll give him a win.
Win.
At the Colts, short week, loss, 3-5.
Loss.
Loss.
Home to the Bills, 3-6.
Loss.
Loss.
Home to the Dolphins, 3-7.
God, I don't know how good Tua's going to be. I'll give him a loss.
I'll give him a win. I'm going to give him a split with the Dolphins.
At Houston, God knows what's happening down there. I'll give him a win. I'll put him at 4-7.
Win.
Win.
home to the Eagles. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. That's a win. That's 5-7.
Win.
Win.
Win. Saints, December the 12th. No, I think it's a tough matchup. I'll drop them to 5-8. Loss.
I'll go loss.
Loss.
At the Dolphins, either December the 18th or the 19th. I don't care when they play the game. That is a loss.
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 Home to the Jaguars. I give them a win day after Christmas.
Win.
Win.
Home to Tampa, January the 2nd. Oh, that's a loss.
Oh, could the Jets shock the world? No, loss.
Loss.
And then at Buffalo, if the Bills need the game, they will get the game. They finish the season in Buffalo. That's a loss.
I'll take a loss.
RJ, quickly, how did we all have the Jets finishing on this season?
Dave has them at 6-11, which is strange to say. I'm used to 6-10. Rick also 6-11. Carlin has them at 7 wins. One more.
Wow. If they get to 7 wins, Carlin.
Carlin's a Giants homer, though. This is what happens when you do a show with Bob Wischusen. You become an apologist.
Look what you've done here. All right, we got to take a break. We are up against the clock now because Rick went way too long. I blame it all on the 3.5-minute open that he started the show with earlier today.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York. 98.7.